Here's a thought I'll title The Extremes. Like lots of other human activities, particularly in sports, photography can easily evolve into sort of an extreme sport photographically. For example, I know lots of photographers who are constantly chasing higher and higher megapixels. It becomes a kind of an extreme sport. And the question I always have to ask is, will that 100 megapixel camera make better artwork than the camera you currently own? Or as far as that goes, what about that 10 gigapixel stitch that could be a temptation to make? Will that really make a better picture because it's 10 gigapixels? Do you really need 60 frames per second in order to capture that perfect instance? Talking about still photography here. And I suppose if you're a sports photographer or maybe even a wedding photographer, I can see where catching just exactly the perfect moment might mean 60 frames per second is great. But manufacturers are chasing 120 frames per second and 240 frames per second. And do we really need it? Or is that kind of technology merely a pursuit of an extreme, so we can have what? Bragging rights? Potential capability? Or if you're shooting wildlife photography, do you really need a lens that's as long as the elephant's trunk you're photographing? I have to be honest, there's a thrill in chasing the extremes. I understand why it can be seductive for people. And on occasion, I've been known to chase an extreme image myself. But I sure hope that photography doesn't, as the technology evolves, as the internet makes more and more extreme images popular, I hope that doesn't become the measure of a good photograph, is how well it deals with an extreme in either technology or capture or processing. I'm not sure what there is about extreme sports or extreme photography. I don't know why it's so seductive. It's never been that seductive for me, so maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I just don't understand what the thrill is. But I know for a lot of photographers and a lot of what I'm seeing on the internet, that seems to be the measure of success today, whether it's extreme sports or extreme politics or extreme travel or extreme photography. There's no question that that is a niche in human activities that seems to be on the upswing. And I can't help but, to some degree anyway, look back at the earlier days in photography where extremes were not nearly so prevalent and even dominant.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.